Nolte, study claims something called a Latina is underrepresented on TV. By John Nolte on June 18, 2026. Another group is whining about being underrepresented by Hollywood, this time, it's something called a Latina. Latina immigrant representation drops to 23% across scripted TV. Industry cannot rely on a few programs to represent the whole, reads the far-left Variety headline. At first, I read it as latrine, and assumed it was something about Graham Platner. Hoping to find out more about these exotic Latines, I read on. Representation for Latina immigrants on TV has hit a new low. According to a report from Define American, conducted in partnership with USC's Norman Lear Center. The Change the Narrative, Change the World report assessed 201 immigrant characters across 80 episodes of 62 scripted series, all of which aired between July 2023 and June 2025. Latina people made up 23% of all immigrant characters, down drastically from the 50% found in 2020. Meanwhile, Latina immigrants make up 44% of all immigrants living in the U.S. FBI and FBI. Most Wanted made up a large portion of Latina immigrant characters in the sample. Without the franchise, the report notes, representation falls to just 17%. The article never explains what a Latina is, so I had to look it up. Get ready for a laugh. Latina is just another form of Latinx. A gender-neutral word wokatards use in place of Latino or Latina. Normal people, including Hispanics who don't want their language colonized by insufferable wokatards, long ago rejected Latinx, so these assholes just went ahead and tried to sneak in another one. They've tried the X, and now they're trying the E that leaves them 24 letters to go. As far as this study, like all crybaby studies, it's ridiculous. This is not a study complaining about Hispanic representation. It's a study that complains about the lack of representation of Hispanic immigrants. Someone is actually counting the number of immigrants on TV, and then the number of Hispanic immigrants, and then inventing the word Latina, and then releasing a study. How can Latines be underrepresented on TV when there's no such thing as a Latina? According to my study, Flagaras represent 0% of TV and movie characters. I can make shit up too, you know. Want to know a real group of people, people who actually exist, I never see on TV? Conservative Christians. Unless they are the villains, they are nowhere to be found. Still, it's good to know that someone is speaking up for the poor Latina immigrants. I do wonder, though, whether this drop in representation might have something to do with ICE's effectiveness. Maybe we should look at this study as a report on the glass being half full.